Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says terrorists are behind today's bombing at Moscow's busiest airport. At least 35 people are dead, more than 100 wounded, after an explosion at the International Arrivals Hall at Domodedovo Airport. Mark Green, a British traveler, told the BBC he just arrived at the airport on a flight from London when he heard an explosion.
A British guy came out who just kept on shouting, "It's a bomb, it's a bomb." A lot of alarms, car alarms and obviously internal alarms within the terminal were going off, and people started flooding out of the terminal, some of which were quite heavily caked in blood. And it was at that point that we realized that something quite serious had happened.
The Russian state news agency says this may have been the work of a suicide bomber. Joining us from Moscow is Michael Schwartz of the New York Times. Michael, what are you hearing the scene at the airport is like?
Right now, according to witnesses, the scene at the airport is relatively calm. The police have blocked a lot of it off. What we see from Russian television is that people are being wheeled out on gurneys. There's been some footage from a smoke-filled arrival hall where this a bomb apparently went off. But right now, we're not getting much from inside of the airport.
Well, we're hearing that this airport is one of the most secure in Russia, in large part because two suicide bombers began a journey there in 2004. Tell us about that.
It's supposed to be one of the most secure airports, but what it appears, and this is according to preliminary information, what it appears happened is the attacker here walked into the arrivals hall, which is not guarded by security, and walked into a crowd of people that were awaiting passengers off of arriving flights, and this is a part of the airport, according to a statement on the airport website, that people do not have to go through security to gain access to. So the working theory now is this person walked into the unsecure area of the airport and set off a bomb.
Well, and I mentioned 2004, two suicide bombers boarded planes at the airport. They bought tickets illegally from airport personnel. And remember that terrible incident where they blew themselves up in midair. 90 people killed aboard two flights. Do we have any sense of who's responsible for today's attack?
No, no one has taken responsibility yet for today's attack, and it's unclear even whether this was a suicide bombing, as some sources are reporting, or whether the bomb was just left in the crowd of people in a suitcase. President Dmitry Medvedev has actually admonished law enforcement agencies for failing to implement laws that were adopted to beef up security after the terrorist attack last year in March on the Moscow subway station that left 40 people dead.
Is there any sense of why this attack might have happened now?
No, it's not clear why it happened now. There's nothing in particular that is going on that would lead it. These things tend to happen randomly. There was nothing that really led up to the attack in Moscow in March, and it was the first major terrorist attack of its kind in some time in Moscow. Though over the last decade or so, Moscow has seen several very deadly terrorist attacks. However, most of the violence is generally located down in the south in the North Caucasus region.
Well, and Chechen rebel groups did claim responsibility for the metro attacks with the female suicide bombers. But when Russia's president says this attack at the airport was terrorists, who does he mean?
Nobody is naming any names yet. Definitely lingering in the back of everyone's mind is the specter of terrorism from the North Caucasus, but there's been no official confirmation that that is the case.
I'm presuming, Michael, that you've traveled through this airport.
Yes.
And everyone has been in an arrivals area where people crowd around baggage claims. What's your sense of how Russians are going to react to this?
The Russians tend to actually get over these things fairly quickly, especially in Moscow. It's a very, very busy city, and people are bustling to and fro, and I don't think this is going to disrupt things very much. What is specific about the Domodedovo airport is that there are metal detectors placed at the entrances of the airport. However, they haven't been in use for some time, at least they haven't been when I've been arriving. So access to the arrivals area has been relatively open and free. One would imagine that these would be put back into the practice of checking people as they enter the airport will be re-implemented as a result of this.
One would think. Well, just one last question. You mentioned that maybe lapse in security at the airport. What usually happens after things like this? Do people in the government get sacked? And does security get improved?
Security security nominally improves, and you can expect that the checks at the airport entrance will come back into place. But in his speech even today, Medvedev mentioned that there were gaps in security and admonished law enforcement officials for failing to implement some of the laws and legal acts that have been implemented in the wake of these attacks. We can certainly expect that there are going to be layoffs of high-ranking government officials as a result of this.
Michael Schwartz of the New York Times with the latest on the Moscow airport bombing. Michael, thank you.